Now, there's a rule about this, about asking what questions. And this isn't really about what questions, but I'll just show you what this is. The first rule is, when the PC gives you a motivator, you know you're on hot ground. And so you always ask a what question that's rather overt. As well, my mother beat me every day. My what question, I'm afraid, at that moment is, what have you done to your mother? I would not even monkey with this motivator. I wouldn't fool with it at all. The next gradient up, that would be the most certain ground to mine. Motivator. Man, that just takes the what question and practically writes it in legible script in front of your face, you see. Your next one up the line from that is the person is critical. The person's being critical of somebody. Well, the criticalness, you can go on and pull criticism forever without getting any place. You want to know what he did, done. Action. There must be action back of that criticism, otherwise we wouldn't have it. See, so criticism is a sure indicator of an overt. Now let's take the milder form of it, which is explaining why it happened. The PC starts explaining. I don't let the PC explain very long without giving him a new one sub something or other on the what question. I give him a new what question to clean up. PC starts explaining and says, well, actually, the truth of the matter was that I was on the ferry boat. I hadn't actually meant to be on the ferry boat, you understand, but I was coming down from the taxi rank and I just saw the ferry boat there. I'm liable to cut him off at that moment on whatever we were talking about and ask a little more pinched in close, what? What were you doing, you know? Something like this. And he says, well, oh, that. And it alerts him. So you have these various indicators. They make a gradient. PC gives you a motivator. Oh, well, that's an absolute certain indicator. And you must pull the overt straight away. Just convert the thing into an overt without any slightest. Person says, well, my mother beat me every day, just on and on and on, and beat me every day, and so forth. Just lead pipes since, what have you done to your mother? I mean, it might as well appear, be printed on the auditor form, you know. I mean, it'd be that inevitable. Your next one is criticism. Well, there's a real overt back of this, and so forth. Now, we're not going to dignify getting off other people's withholds by even classifying it. An auditor would do that. Oh, man. That's very safe. But it's so safe that they're not withholds. They're not his withholds. What are you doing? What are you doing monkeying with somebody else's withholds? They're not this PC's actions. Perfectly safe to reveal other people's withholds, isn't it? Or it might be, unless they find out about it. But then your area of explanation, and then there is the actual withhold. Now, of course, the actual withhold, the person says, well, I used to stand down on the battery and bung paving stones through the windshields of cars. See, and you've got your tailor-made what question standing right in front of your face, because it's not what about bunging paving stones through windshields of car on the battery on July 1st, 1962, or something like this. That's not the question. The question is, what about damaging cars or something? But there's your what question. It's tailor-made because it's the withhold. Now let's drop downstairs a little bit, and we find the PC is explaining something. So we get the what question out of the bulk of his explanation. He's saying, well, I actually would never really liked my wife, and I really never liked her, and so forth. This was easy to understand. I, of course, came home late and all that sort of thing, but she never kept herself up, and she never really did anything for me around the house, and she never really paid much attention. Actually, he hadn't given a motivator, you know, he hadn't given an overt. It's just an explanation of how it was all messy. And you could just cut him short on his explanation, get your new what. I'll give you an example out of your session today. We had two or three periods of explanation when I wasn't doing prep checking. In view of the fact that I wasn't doing prep checking, I, of course, could never get to the bottom of it. I was just crippled, you see, because I couldn't slide in the what. Because in clearing rudiments, I was avoiding whats, and I certainly wasn't prep checking, you see. I was sec checking. Doesn't work. All right, so next indicator is the PC's being very critical about something or other. He's being very critical of you, the auditor. That's a very special case. If he's being critical of you, the auditor, you have missed a withhold, and you better find out what it is. What should you have found out about? When did you think I was a fool? Anything that you could possibly mention that would throw a missed withhold into view, that would be the stage at which you pull this particular one. But it's the criticism. You want to find out what has been done. The missed withhold underlies all of these things, by the way. But you can find an actual doingness at the point of criticism. He's saying, well, I natter, 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 and actually I always thought that he wore the wrong color ties. And that was why I didn't like him, or something of the sort, and so on. Well, he's done something to that person, or done something to a person like that. So your what question is tailor-made out of that. And then there is your fundamental is motivator. Man, red flag. Let's just find out what he's done to the source of that motivator, the type of beingness of that motivator. Just overtly find out what he's done. In other words, you're getting off overts and so on. Now, if you look at this as a scale, you will find out that the withhold is measured by the degree of danger. The only reason I'm giving you this scale, I'm not talking about how you ask what questions. The degree of danger the PC conceives to be present on the subject of getting off the withhold. All right? If the PC doesn't think it's very dangerous, they give it to you directly and straight. If the PC thinks it's a little bit dangerous, they explain around the fringes of where it might lie. If the PC thinks it's rather confoundedly dangerous, it's getting just a little bit grim, maybe on the jail borderline, on that chain, the PC will criticize. See, criticism enters. And if it is so dangerous that the PC believes, you understand I'm saying PC believes, I'm not saying it's factual, the PC is right up to the point where, with a jingle jangle, the patrol wagon arrives, the officers pick up the battering ram, they knock down the front door, they come crashing in with the handcuffs and leg irons, you see, and drag him screaming off, towed back of the Black Mariah, you see. Something like this. If they can see this is going to happen if that withhold is missing, they give you the motivator. They always give you a motivator. Flat, total motivator, 100%. Now, how do you use this? Well, it gives you the gradient scale and indexes of all cases. A case is not as bad off as he is crazy. A case is not as bad off as he is aberrated. A case is not as bad off as anything, except how dangerous he considers it would be if he revealed himself. And so you have from the top to the bottom all cases on that gradient, just like you have the what questions and the degree of the withhold and the safety on those, that gradient. So you have all cases on that gradient. And the person who will die before he will reveal himself is also on that scale.